Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody. Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I'm back after Clay had the con solo on Friday. We've got a lot to talk to you about today. Another Twitter files dump, a big drop of info from inside of Twitter HQ, but also some fantastic tweets from Elon Musk, who has clearly been red-pilled at some level, clearly aware of the war against wokeness and its importance. In fact, he says, if you don't win the war against wokeness, nothing else matters. I actually don't think that's an exaggeration. I think that wokeness is a movement that could destroy, is trying to destroy America as we know it, and with it, the free world. We will get into some of that for sure. We also have a very well-known former Navy SEAL named Kristen Beck has now come out as a detransitioning trans individual and says that it was the worst mistake of, I believe now we're supposed to say his, it has always been his. For a while they said she or hers, and now they're using they because they don't know, because Mr. Beck, for a while it seemed, did not know, but has now come to the final conclusion that he is in fact a he, and the lib media is going to be very, well, they're going to try to not cover this at all, and to the degree they get around it at all, we will see them do everything in their power to undermine it and all the rest of it. Also interesting, Clay, that you're now seeing online extremism experts and LGBTQ advocates are expressing skepticism about the Club Q shooting suspect's non-binary identity. So for the first time that I mean this, that I have ever seen, non-binary identity can in fact be challenged. You can't just say and feel I am non-binary. We can get into this in a little bit. And then just, you probably saw over the weekend, 1,000 migrants in line at the Rio Grande waiting to make the final stage of their journey. Title 42, we all remember that from the pandemic. It's about to expire. Let's talk about immigration, the border. Oh, we've also got Bill O'Reilly joining and Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, the prime minister once again of Israel. That'll be in the second and third hour of the program, respectively. Mr. Clay, the Twitter files revelations completely ignored by the media. At some level, I think it's fascinating because everything that we have said, meaning you and me, but also a fair amount of conservatives, who, honestly, who have been following this all along, what we've said about this has now been proven true. But it seems that one of the tactics here is to say it's a nothing burger when we have the actual proof to show that Twitter was acting in a partisan way to throw elections, to kick Donald Trump, the sitting president, off of media, because we kind of knew what was going on beforehand. This seems to be one of the arguments that we're being met with.
It's moved very quickly, and you have to pay attention because otherwise you can miss it. But it's moved very quickly to, you're a right-wing conspiracy theorist. That isn't happening on a huge variety of subjects, but certainly on big tech collusion with the Democrat Party, to, well, of course this is happening, and it's a good thing. And you can't just glide over this and avoid what is happening in terms of the narrative transition, because this is, I believe, the biggest story, what Elon Musk is doing right now. It makes Watergate seem like jaywalking. And the fact that the New York Times, the Washington Post, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, they're all pretending the story doesn't exist because they are part and parcel of this story, because prior to now, they have helped to ensure that this big tech collusion is going on, because it's not just big tech collusion between the Biden administration, which we're going to get to, I think, very soon, but also their allies in the media. So this is a three-way massive collusion. All of them were effectively on the same team, and they were rigging elections in favor of Democrats. And you and I and many people out there could tell by the way the evidence existed. That is, just by looking at the evidence, you could tell that something improper was happening in this regard. And what's now occurred is Elon Musk has provided smoking gun evidence. We were seeing the tip of the iceberg, and now we know the foundation of the iceberg, and it's all there, and they're pretending it doesn't exist. And even crazier, Buck, they're sometimes covering reactions to stories that come out of the Twitter files as opposed to the Twitter files themselves. For instance, if you say something bad about Joel Roth, who was, it appears now, one of the kingpins of the rig job that was going on at Twitter, that's a story. Elon Musk's own political opinions, that's a story. Donald Trump's opinions of the revelation is a story. But the underlying story itself is not news. And I'll just point this out, Buck, how dishonest that is. If you are saying, as all of these big left-wing media outlets are, this is not a story, this is a nothing burger, we all knew this was going on, then why are there stories about the reactions to the story? If it's not a story, then certainly the reaction to the story wouldn't be a story. And they covered Trump and his reaction to this more than they did the actual underlying story itself. How? How can you justify it? If it's not a story, then certainly the reaction to a story shouldn't be a story either.
And yet everything that we thought about them, including the kinds of characters who are making these decisions, is entirely accurate. I mean, there's no part of this, as we see more and more of the internal information. And I keep trying to remind everybody, what you see unfolding before your eyes, if you read these Twitter files dumps at Twitter, is exactly the same mentality, approach, partisan shenanigans, election rigging that you have still to this day at Google and Facebook and Amazon and different massive tech companies, where you have the same kinds of people in charge. The woke find ways to exercise the levers of power inside these institutions, and they either co-opt, threaten, or just push out anyone who does not initially share their ideology. So, as I've said, they're like an invasive species. They come in and they upset the entire environment, the entire ecosystem, and then all of a sudden, that's all that there can be. Wokeness cannot coexist with other ideas and ideologies in a company and honestly in a country, which is why I thought, some of Elon's tweets over the weekend were absolutely phenomenal. He's doing an incredible job of making the case. First of all, when he says I know you love this one. When he says his pronouns are prosecute and Fauci.
Yeah.
Which got a lot of attention from the Fauci defenders who are legion in the left-wing media. They still pretend that Fauci was not the worst person in history.
And what I think is significant about this, Buck, is I think his favorite pronouns, prosecute Fauci. Elon Musk is, I believe, hinting at what the revelations are going to be as it pertains to COVID and Dr. Fauci's role in helping to ensure that censorship exists on Twitter's platform. Because that got a lot of attention. But to me, I definitely would be stunned if there isn't a massive amount of underlying support for Fauci's behavior as it pertains to COVID censorship associated directly with Twitter. That's what jumped out to me. I mean, he's right. We've been saying prosecute Fauci for a long time. This guy, I believe, should be serving time in prison. At a minimum, he should be charged. Our Department of Justice won't do
charge. So see, this is the thing. No one despises Fauci more than me. You might despise him as much as I do. You're pretty anti-Fauci. But no one thinks this guy is worse because I had to live with it in New York. What crime do we think? I mean, I don't. Republicans, especially when they all of a sudden are back in power in the House, I think they start overpromising things and they start trying to get everybody riled up and fired up without necessarily having a clear plan and a realistic one. So I would just want to know what, you know, lying under oath, that's the best.
I think you could charge him with perjury. Perjury is a difficult case to make. But I think, again, bringing charges is a significant message. And by the way, I just wouldn't do that until 24 because this Department of Justice won't do it under Joe Biden.
So that's look, I hate to be this guy. It's not going to happen. Fauci's not going to get prosecuted. The only thing we can do is force the truth out about Fauci. By the way, I don't think anyone involved with Twitter is going to get prosecuted. Even if we have smoking gun emails from somebody in the White House saying, kick this person off your social media platform, they could bring a lawsuit, but no one's going to prison over this. And so I just, you know, it's easy to get attention and clicks and viewers right now for a lot of people out there who are saying, oh, we're going to frog march this person out and that person out. What is our strategy? What truth are we trying to get to? And how do we get back power? We have to be in power to stop these maniacs. That's what we actually have to do.
I think that's a great point. And that's why our audience needs to understand what is possible. We can have hearings. This is what I've argued. The House needs to have hearings into all these Twitter files. They need to have hearings into collusion with big tech, all of these things. They need to develop a record. And then we need to have a campaign that includes these fact-finding aspects in 2024. And the only way charges are going to get brought, Buck, is if we win the presidency in 2024, we have a brand new head of the Department of Justice, and then in 2025, potentially, there could be charges brought on some of these issues.
And the statute of limitations on 1001, U.S. Federal Criminal Code, 5 years, I believe.
So
you're going to have to slip that one in.
Move fast.
You know, it'd be very hard to convince a new attorney general under a Republican administration, I think, to bring charges against, at that point, 80-something-year-old Fauci at the very end. Look, I'm not saying we shouldn't. Of course, we should have the hearings on COVID origins, everything else, to get the truth out there. Because as we've seen from the Twitter revelations, one of the biggest challenges we've had is we're in this democracy that's under threat, they always say, from Trump. No, the real threat to our republic, actually, is that we can't get truthful information out there. There's been a suppression and a propaganda campaign going on for years now, and it accelerated dramatically during the Trump years against the right. So getting information out there is really important. But I mean, another one, for example, and you know, anybody who comes up with a creative bet on this one, I'd be willing to take the other side of it. Kevin McCarthy saying, you know, assuming he becomes Speaker of the House, and he's not yet Speaker, but it's believed he is likely to be. I know people say that may not happen. Clay, they're going to bring these 51 former intelligence officials, and they're going to put them under oath and ask them why they said that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake. We already know why they said the Hunter Biden laptop is fake, to help Joe Biden win the election.
Yeah.
And being a moron is not a criminal offense, unfortunately, or else half of D.C. would already be in prison. Actually, more, because it's 97% Democrat. Point is, we have to pick and choose our battles. There's limited attention. There's limited resources, time. You know, you see the border right now. I mean, it looks like something out of a post-apocalyptic movie where there's just thousands and thousands of people and, you know, running across the river.
Building
and
fires to, while they stand in line. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
It's insane. You know, that's a huge issue. You know, I do think COVID origins is really important. I think vaccine companies, who got rich from the vaccines, you know, there are things we should be doing. But this is playing to people's belief that there's going to be, oh, we're going to prosecute those 51 former Intel chiefs. I worked for some of them. I know some of them. This is the game they play all day long. And it's, oh, I thought this at the time. Some of them may even still say, you know, I still think there might have been disinformation. Being a moron is not a criminal offense. We're not going to catch them in anything. So I want everyone to be very clear on what's possible, what's not possible, and not waste time. We have limited time, but I know it sounds crazy, but between now and the next election day, we don't have all the time in the world to sit around and wonder what our strategy is going to be. Republicans have to start also making the case as to what they're going to do if they're actually in power. So the 51 Intel guys, I don't see it. We already know what they, of course they lied. Everyone who's not an idiot knows they lied.
Yeah, I think having primetime hearings, we should talk about this when we come back. The primetime hearings are a big part of this. I also think we need to be holding these drug companies accountable. And I will say federal charges are different. States with Republican governors need to act to the full extent of their abilities under state law and at least get some of this stuff rolling. And I think that's coming. In the meantime, our friends at MyPillow, they're excited to announce the My Slippers are back in stock. My wife loves these slippers so much. She bought them for all of her running buddies. She sleeps in these things. You're going to love them, and you can save up to $90 per pair right now. Four-layer design for comfort. They will be phenomenal. You won't want to take them off either. 10-year warranty, and they're extending that warranty to a 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and Christmas Day get money-back guarantee extended until March the 1st of next year. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That makes them only $49.98 a pair. I'm telling you, you are going to absolutely love these. Enter the promo code Clay and Buck. You can also call 800-792-3269 for this incredible offer. If you're looking for a gift, I guarantee people are going to love these slippers. Won't last long. Order today. That's MyPillow.com. Code Clay and Buck. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
As someone who served our country in the intelligence community, I appreciate companies that back our nation's service community. One company that does it best is GovX. If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. GovX offers unbeatable discounts from thousands of trusted brands, sports and entertainment tickets, travel deals, the list goes on. GovX.com is a one-stop shop for the things you love. GovX also donates a portion of every single order to nonprofits that serve the military and first responder communities. When you shop on GovX.com, your orders make a meaningful impact. See if you qualify. Visit GovX.com. That's GovX.com, and join a community of more than 8.5 million patriots and pros. It's fast, easy, and free to join. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are joined now by Bill O'Reilly. Bill, you and I agreed on a lot the last time. We disagreed with Buck about some things. I'm going to start off right here. I agreed with you. I thought there was no way Joe Biden was going to run. After the midterms, sadly, I think they're going to try to drag Biden across the finish line again in 24. Are you sticking to he's not running, or did the midterms also lead you to reconsider that opinion?
Yeah, Bill, I take my steak medium rare, by the way, just throwing that out there.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on and that kind introduction, listing all my accomplishments over a 50-year career, including the 18 number one bestsellers and killing the legends out right now. Okay, let's get to it. Let's get to it. So Joe Biden's not running.
You're sticking.
Wow, staying right. with okay. it.
I mean, when the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee get through with him, he'll be lucky to get a condo in Barbados. Okay? They're going to rip him up, twirl him around. He's not going to know what hit him, and the Democratic Party is going to go down along with him.
So you're feeling good then, I assume, Bill, about...
I don't do that. I'm not a Republican. I'm not anti-Biden. I don't feel good. I don't feel bad.
I had to finish the sentence. I was going to say, you're feeling good about your earlier prediction that Joe Biden's still not going to run. And you think this is largely because Hunter Biden is such a drag, or is it because of just Biden's age and infirmity?
Well, it's a combination of both. So if you look at Joe Biden's gait on television, the way he walks, the way he, his body language, he's an old 80. He's not Clint Eastwood, okay? And we know by his verbal acuity that he doesn't always know what he's saying. That's beyond any reasonable doubt. Would you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. Of course.
Okay.
Visible.
So these things are going to worsen. They don't get better as you get older. So that's number one, that his age is affirmed him and his party knows it. They just don't have anyone else, and they're exulting in the midterm results because they really did dodge a huge bullet.
Bill, that's the next thing actually I wanted to ask you. So it's a perfect way to ask, or perfect moment to ask you, what happened as you see it in the midterms? Because there's been a lot of fighting among our folks about this.
Well, you basically have a very distracted electorate. So the collapse of the corporate media, and that includes cable news, has sent people scurrying everywhere. There is no central message anymore. Now, I thought, and I think you guys do too, because I listen regularly, I thought the economy was going to spur the independents to vote Republican. Because, look, the stats that just came out are that American homes have lost $17 trillion in value, the worst since the Great Depression. That's household assets across the country, $17 trillion. I mean, this is just astronomical collapse in the security of the American people. So I rightly said, well, if that's what's going on, they're going to vote for the opposing party. They did not, for a variety of reasons. They did in Florida. They did in Texas. They did where I am on Long Island. They put Republicans in. But in other areas, the entitlement culture, the Democratic Party paying people not to work, continual COVID relief, that overwhelmed any vision. And so that's what I think happened. But I was wrong. I thought that the Republicans were going to take the House and the Senate by a pretty comfortable margin.
I thought the same thing, Bill. And we appreciate you coming on. The books are fantastic. You've been, as you mentioned, on an absolute tear with each of them. What do you think? So you don't think Biden is going to run. What do you think happens on the Republican side? Do you subscribe to the idea that we're going to have a heavyweight boxing throwdown between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump? Do you think that doesn't end up happening? How would you assess what plays out in 23 in your mind?
A year ago, I was on tour with Donald Trump. You guys may remember that.
Oh, yeah.
We did four Trump O'Reilly history shows, two in Florida, two in Texas. Trump's power then, a year ago, was about 40% more than it is now. So you can't really predict what's going to happen in the 12 months hence, because it's going to be horror for the Democratic Party. That's assured. The economy is not going to get better in a year, and then you have the House going after President Biden and the FBI. So Trump right now is diminished. And he's making unforced errors like the Kanye West stuff and the Constitution stuff. And so his power is on the wane. DeSantis, the clear number two, is treading water because he has to. He can't run for president. He's got to govern his state for at least a year. And this time next year, we'll get a clearer view of whether Donald Trump can regain momentum, because he could. He governed well in his 4 years. It's just that he's not able to articulate that message. He was with me. I mean, if you're a BillO'Reilly.com premium member, you can archive the four shows, and you'll see a totally different Donald Trump than you see every day at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, this man accomplished a lot. He had a handle on the problems in this country. Whereas Biden does not, obviously. They're getting worse everywhere. So I wouldn't count Trump out, but it's hard to say how that whole thing is going to come down. But a year from now, we'll know.
Speaking of Bill O'Reilly, he's got 18 number one best-selling books out there from the Killing series. In particular, the latest of which is Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Bill, I wanted to ask you on that one. In some ways, it feels like you open up, one can open up a news site, and it feels like celebrity is more powerful and more worshipped than ever before. But also, we now have, over the last 50 years or so of mass media, seen the devastating effects of celebrity. Do you think that people are starting to wake up to the downsides of it more, or is celebrity just on a runaway train to being worshipped way beyond what is sensible and healthy, not just for society, but for the individuals?
Well, like everything else, celebrity is decentralized now. There aren't huge movie stars anymore other than The Rock and, you know, the guys that do the blow-up movies that play well in Pakistan. There's no, you know, actors that are bringing in big money. It's all just blasted across the internet, Netflix this, the other streaming services that, Disney Plus, whatever. But the danger of celebrity is worse now than it ever has been. I'll submit to you guys that Donald Trump is a victim of his own celebrity. It's driving him literally mad. I mean, think back. What president would allow Kanye West and some neo-Nazi in for dinner? Would Bush the younger have done it? Bush the elder? Even Clinton and Obama? Never. Never in a million years. I mean, anybody getting close to those guys were vetted. But Trump doesn't have that. And it seems to me that he wants to be in the public eye so much that it's an addiction. And he makes mistakes trying to get there. And then I'll submit to you Nancy Pelosi. I mean, as a guy breaks out into her house in the middle of the night with an 82-year-old husband sitting there, who, by the way, if he was a sane individual, would have had a gun in the house for self-protection, and that thing might have ended a little bit differently. I'm sure if some guys broke into your home at 2 a.m., the outcome would be different than Paul Pelosi. Am I right?
Like to think so.
Yep.
Yeah. So the celebrity thing is just unbelievably dangerous, particularly now with the internet and you know, people thinking that they know you and they own you. Look, you guys are becoming famous. I'm famous, all right? I know what I went through, and I was not prepared for it, which is why I wrote this cultural history book about Elvis Presley, John Lennon, and Muhammad Ali, the three biggest titans that changed the entire American cultural landscape. And I said, look, yeah, these were the biggest names. They were wealthy. They had everything. And it destroyed them, and they were betrayed. And this happens to almost every single famous person.
Bill, this ties in with the last question for you here. I don't know how much attention you're paying to Elon Musk and what he's doing at Twitter.
A lot.
But certainly Elon is wildly famous now. He's got a lot on his shoulders, a variety of different perspectives, whether it's cars, whether it's sending spaceships to the moon or beyond, and certainly what he's doing at Twitter. How would you assess how it's going? What do you expect to see going forward?
Well, I met Musk one time at a party in the Hollywood Hills. And I'm not a party guy, but I had to go for business reasons. He was very introverted, not life of the party, not running around. I spoke with him for, 30 seconds. I didn't have a lot in common with him. But he's a genius. He's way, way ahead on the technological front. And he looks to me to be a guy who has now an amazing amount of money and power and doesn't know what to do with it. And for a guy like that, that's really, really a problem because he's an overachiever. He's got to be busy all the time, whatever. So he buys Twitter and he stumbles into one of the biggest stories of the past decade. And the story is this: Twitter, Facebook, Google, and other social media apparently all tried to get Joe Biden elected president. The massive power, the collective power of the social media in 2020 was used to elect Joe Biden. It is unprecedented in this country. And next time you guys have me on, we'll get into it a little bit deeper. But I think you're going to see those layers pulled back, and Elon Musk is going to be doing the pulling.
Amen. Books are phenomenal.
Bill, we'd love to have you on for a deep dive sometime on the Clay and Buck podcast. We'll sit down for you for with an hour or so, and we'll just talk about the books and all the things you want to get into.
That'd be great.
All right, well, I'm pretty boring for an hour, and I'll get a snorkel if we're going to deep dive.
All right, well, I was going to say, be careful what you wish for. You want more time, we'll do more time next time for sure.
No, it would be awesome. Let's book that. Let's get it done sometime soon. Long chat with Bill O'Reilly. Go buy the books. Great Christmas gifts. Appreciate the time.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy the season.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll do for sure. That is Bill O'Reilly. Want to tell you one great gift idea. We were just talking with Bill O'Reilly about books. Got kids. Tuttle Twins. It really does make a difference. There's still time to order these great books as gifts. Have them delivered in time for Christmas. Not just books. Great lessons on life. Conversations that can be starting with you and your kids about so many different issues out there. They go after some of life's most important lessons with stories, pictures, words, easily understandable, kids of all ages. That's the beauty of the books. My kids themselves, here in the Travis household, we have them. My 8-year-old in particular, they've been great for him. If you want these books in time for Christmas, you can also get free shipping. Go to TuttleRadio.com, enter the coupon code Christmas before Wednesday night this week. That's TuttleRadio.com. Code Christmas, free shipping. One more time, the website, TuttleRadio.com. The code is Christmas. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are now joined by Israel's incoming Prime Minister, Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. The autobiography is Bibi, My Story. And first of all, we appreciate the time. I know our audience is thrilled to hear from you. I just want to start here. For people out there who may not understand how big of a deal it was, what was moving the embassy to Jerusalem like for purposes of the United States and Israel relations so far as you understand it? How revolutionary was that?
Well, it was a belated affirmation of a historic truth that's only 3,000 years old. You know, Jerusalem was declared our capital by King David in the Bible. King David declared it our capital 3,000 years ago. And yet, even though the state of Israel was established and reaffirmed that commitment by making Jerusalem our modern capital, for the last 75 years in Israel's existence, no country, no major country in the world, least of all the United States, was willing to recognize that simple historical truth. And I was very appreciative of the fact that President Trump did decide to do that. He recognized Jerusalem as our capital. He moved the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, where it belongs, and he corrected this historical anomaly. Imagine that we said, New York is the capital of America. We don't recognize Washington. Washington is not your capital. And we're going to put our embassies in New York or in, in Richmond, Virginia. I mean, that would be absurd.
The food is a little better, but yes, it would be absurd, Prime Minister Netanyahu. Richmond, a little New York, okay, D.C. joke there. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, sir, we're speaking to Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has a new book out right now. Biggest challenges right now as you come into the prime minister's role once again in Israel, I assume Iran is high on the list, but I wanted you to address for us, what is top of your mind as you take on this incredibly important role once again for your country?
Well, as I explained in my book, I've been fighting fighting the Iran's attempts to acquire develop nuclear weapons, which they openly say they'll use to try to annihilate Israel, the Jewish state. But also, they declare and chant not only death to Israel, they declare death to America, death to the infidels. So to have this horrible regime, whose true face has been now unmasked by the brave men and especially the brave women of Iran, for all the world to see, to have these Ayatollah thuggery have nuclear weapons with which they can threaten the entire world and every city in the United States is the height of folly. So for me, the number one goal is to prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons. We did a lot of things that set them back probably by a decade so they wouldn't have them, including, as I described in the book, sending the Mossad, Israel's secret agency, to the heart of Tehran to bring back a secret atomic archive that Iran was hiding from the world, proving they're trying to develop nuclear weapons. We have to make sure that they don't have it. That's the top of my list. Iran must not have nuclear weapons. It's the first of three goals. I can tell you that the other two is to continue to expand the historic Abraham Accords that we had for peace with many other Arab states. And the third goal is to continue through free market policies to make Israel the innovation juggernaut of the world. These are three worthy goals. I have another 12, but you don't have time on your program.
Prime Minister Netanyahu, you also talk a lot in your book about the three American presidents that you worked with, Clinton, Obama, and Trump, all very different leaders. How did you find them all to work with? How would you describe them in your experience?
Well, you know, I think they were each entirely different people, but I would preface this by saying that regardless of who leads America, the bond between Israel and the United States is so powerful that it transcends administrations and also transcends Israeli governments. I mean, Israel is probably the most pro-American country in the world. It's just, and that really cuts across party lines here. And the same, I think, is true, despite the fact that we can have differences. Do you have any differences in your families? Do you have arguments within your family? Well, that's exactly what we have within the family that is America and Israel. So, yes, I've had my differences with successive American presidents, and I had my agreements with them as well. I would say that Clinton was, I was asked to identify each one of them or characterize them in a single word. I said that Clinton is charming. He is indeed. That Obama was analytic, and that President Trump was irreverent. You know, he would just defy convention and conformity. And each of them had his strengths, and each of them had his special approach. But I, throughout in dealing with him, always remembered the fact that America is our indispensable ally. Of the many alliances that we developed during my tenure, because of the rise of Israeli power, the rise of Israeli technology through free markets, our exceptional capabilities in intelligence, military intelligence, and cyber security that have saved countless lives, including American lives. Despite you know, these new alliances that we had in the world, I always say no one can replace, no country can replace our alliance with America. We're the old promised land, the original promised land. America is the new promised land. We're two countries formed on purpose. Our purpose was to rebuild the life of the Jewish state and gather the exiles, like the biblical prophecy says, in our ancient homeland and rebuild our national life. And America was built as the new promised land. And its purpose is to be the guardian of liberty throughout the world. And as long as we remember that and remember how we are beholden to each other, I think that our future is secure.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he has a book, Bibi, My Story, and folks should go and pick up a copy of it. And Prime Minister, appreciate you, sir, and your wonderful country. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That guy is an amazing figure in the history of, obviously, the modern world today, Clay, but also in the Middle East, and been prime minister so many times, and what Israel has been through just even the last, well, all along, but certainly the last 20 years or so, and he's had a front row seat to so much of it. He's been directing so much of it.
Have you been to Israel?
Fascinating.
Have you been to Israel before?
Yes. Yes, I've been to Israel, yeah.
I've never been. I would really like to go
Jerusalem,
for a visit
if
at
you're
some point.
First, I mean, if you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, if you're a Muslim, Jerusalem has amazing significance from a religious standpoint, but also just, Clay, the history nerd part of you.
Yes.
You go to the old city of Jerusalem, and I mean, it feels like what you would think it would feel like to walk by those ancient churches and the temple wall and the steps. It's amazing as a city.
I would love to go. I mean, it's on that. That's one thing I want to do, is just disappear at some point and travel around the world for 6 or 8 months. And I'm going to do it at some point. I don't know when, but
one day I'm going to Malta. Will you come to Malta with me? Get Mrs. Travis to come. We're going to go to Malta.
I'll be happy to go. I'm all in.
We're proud supporters of those who serve our country and our local communities. That includes our military, law enforcement, firefighters, emergency medical professionals, and other government service personnel. There's an American company whose entire mission is built around serving these individuals, GovX.com.
If you've served our country in one of these ways, go to GovX.com and join the community today. It's fast, easy, and totally free. GovX members get access to unbeatable discounts from thousands of trusted brands that want to honor your service. Brands like Oakley, Vortex Optics, Yeti, Under Armour, and many more. You'll also save big on sports tickets, entertainment, and travel.
GovX.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need on or off duty. A portion of every order goes towards nonprofits that serve the military and first responder communities. More than 8 million people are already saving every day through GovX.
Visit GovX.com and use code CLAY in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We will be talking to the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, in just a few minutes, coming up in the next hour, well, about 30, 40 minutes. And Clay and I are also going to dive into the news of the day, including the latest from Barry Weiss on the Twitter. There's another round, another Twitter revelations drop here. Well, just a personal note. It was a tough weekend in the Sexton family. And for all of the dog owners out there, you'll know where I'm coming from. And I'm going to make this brief because I am not a crier. Which anyone who knows me knows, but this is one of the very few exceptions. Tallulah passed away. So that was tough. 14 years old, just about. So the dog that got me through the pandemic and that was with my family for 14 years, she passed. She was at home with my family. And it's tough. Dog passing is a tough, very tough thing. And I am trying to hold it all together here on national radio because, like I said, I certainly try not to be a crier during my work, but Clay can see I am struggling. One favor to ask. If any of you, we're heading into the Christmas season. It's a tough time to lose the beloved family dog or beloved family pet. I know for you cat owners out there, anybody who has a pet that really they've bonded with and have a tremendous connection with, we want to get the Sexons want to get another Frenchie, French bulldog, perhaps an English bulldog. So if you know a great breeder out there, send me a message on if you have a friend or you happen to be one. We're looking to get one. It would be whenever we can. We're looking to get a Frenchie or an English bulldog. I think that's what we're looking for. And I am just trying to keep it all together here because it's tough, man. It's Clay. You know, I look back all the photos I have with the dog and all the time spent with the family. It was like in every family portrait. Sucks, man. That's all I got.
Especially, as you mentioned, for so many people out there who were, like you were, bottled up during COVID and not able to be around a lot of people, right? I mean, so just being able to have a dog to take out for a walk was very humanizing for a lot of people, particularly if you lived in a city and you were locked down.
I was basically like the closest thing to house arrest a person who's never been convicted or accused of a crime could be under in New York City. And I was doing 5 hours of solo content a day. And Tallulah was with me all day. She would come over while I would do radio from home because the studios were all shut down. She'd wrap herself around my feet. So...
And then you could get out. For people who don't know, when you're living in New York City, you're like 40 stories into the sky. So when you're locked down, and I just think a lot of people who didn't live in New York City or didn't live in a big city during COVID, it's difficult for a lot of people to even comprehend how locked down you guys were.
But so if you're to try to transition this to the happier note, if you've got a a brood of Frenchies or English Bulldogs that you're looking to find the best, or at least find one home for one of them for the best possible home imaginable, reach out to me, DM me on Instagram at Buck Sexton, or you can send me a Facebook message. But we want to find a great breeder. And we ended up, Tallulah, we basically saved from a puppy mill, though we didn't even realize it at the time. She had parasites and hadn't been treated very well. So we want to find a great breeder for a great Frenchie for the Sexton family, because we love our dogs. And I made it through, Clay. Thanks for helping me with that one. It was.
Yeah, look, I mean, for a lot of people out there, you know, those pet connections, particularly when you have to talk about it, it's tough.
Carrie had never seen water in my eyes before. This weekend was the first time. So just my one time for a long time.
We come back. Final hour of the program, Monday edition. This is Clay and Buck. Pure Talk, the cell phone service my family relies on, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.